Here are a few things to keep in mind after an earthquake. The caution you display in the aftermath can be essential for your personal safety. Wear shoes, chappals to protect your feet from debris. After the first tremor, be prepared for aftershocks. Though less intense, aftershocks cause additional damage and may bring down weakened structures. Aftershocks can occur in the first hours, days, weeks, or even months after the quake. Check for the hazards and use torchlights instead of candles and lanterns. If the building you live in is in a good shape after the earthquake, stay inside and listen for radio advice. If you are not certain about the damages to your building, evacuate carefully. Do not touch down power line. Help injured or trapped persons. Give first aid where appropriate. Do not move seriously injured persons unless they are in immediate danger of further injury. In such cases, call for help. Remember to help your neighbors who may require special assistance, infants, the elderly, and people with disabilities. Listen to a battery operated radio for the latest emergency information. Stay out of damaged buildings. Return home only when authorities say it is safe. Clean up spilled medicines, bleaches, or gasoline or other flammable liquids immediately. Leave the area if you smell gas or fumes from other chemicals. Open closet and cupboard doors cautiously. If you smell gas or hear hissing noise, open windows and quickly leave the building. Turn off the switches on the top of the gas cylinder. Look for electrical system damages. If you see sparks, broken wires, or if you smell burning of amber, turn off electricity at the main fuse box. If you have to step in water to get the fuse box, call an electrician first for advice. Check for sewage and water lines damage. If you suspect sewage lines are damaged, avoid using the toilets. If water pipes are damaged, avoid using water from the tap. Use the telephone only for emergency calls. In case family members are separated from one another during an earthquake, a real possibility during the day when adults are at work and children are at school, develop a plan for reuniting after the disaster. Ask an out-of-state, district relative or friend to serve as the family contact. Make sure everyone in the family knows the name, address, and phone numbers of the contact persons.